A story, a story. An African tale retold and illustrated by Gail E. Haley. Most African stories, whether or not they are about Kwaku Anansi, the Spider-Man, are called spider stories. This book is about how that came to be. Spider stories tell how small, defenseless men or animals outwit others and succeed against great odds. These stories crossed the Atlantic Ocean in the cruel ships that delivered slaves to the Americas. Their descendants still tell some of these stories today. Anansi has become Anansi in the Caribbean Isles, while he survives as Aunt Nancy in the southern United States. You will find many African words in this story. If you listen carefully, you can tell what they mean by their sounds. At times, words and phrases are repeated several times. Africans repeat words to make them stronger. For example, so small, so small, so small means very, very, very small. The African storyteller begins.